INXS, Need You Tonight is the song on the KFOG Morning Show just past 6 o'clock. And it's Vinyl
Check
Friday.
Your mic sounds
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it's turned. Know? It's turned.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go.
There was a lot of last-minute movement in the studio here because it's Vinyl Friday.
Yay! Hooray!
And what that means is we dug out the turntable, which had a bunch of stuff on it, and we are ready to go playing vinyl for you over the course of the morning. We're also going to be looking for your vinyl memories as well, if you want to drop a note, mornings@kfog.com.
I'm glad you drug up the... drug up? Is that even a word?
I don't know. I always have trouble with that.
I'm glad you dragged out the Joshua Tree by you two, which I think you're going to play something from now.
Yes.
Because on a CD... or an MP3 player, obviously you don't get the full effect of that mullet, the Egyptian mullet.
It's brilliant,
the
isn't it?
Sporting on the back.
He's like an Irish thing, what they have in Egypt. You're
sphinx.
Right.
The sphinx. An Irish sphinx.
An Irish sphinx.
Oh, wow.
And so, without further ado, we begin on Vinyl Friday. This is you two off the turntable on KFOG. It's you two. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Hooray for Analog. Off of the turntable on Vinyl Friday, we'll be playing more, pulling out the albums and playing them for you, and we'll be revisiting your vinyl memories as well. Also, over the course of the morning show, sometime we're going to have Neil Young showing up. He'll be lauding you for being a foghead, and when he does that, you'll want to call, because caller 10 will pull down a pair of tickets for July 11th at the Fox Theater Oakland to see Neil Young. Today's your last chance to take advantage of those here on KFOG. We'll be doing it throughout the day between 7 and 7. So that's a timeline you might want to pay attention to. Paying attention to news right now, it's Peter Finch.
And we begin with, I'm Peter Finch. KFOG News Time is 6:09.
Jamba Juice is
local radio. From 104.5 KFOG San Francisco, 97.7 KFFG Los Altos, San Jose, the Bay Area's KFOG.
It comes from Talking Heads. It is World Class Rock on the KFOG Morning Show at 6:22. Hooray! It is Friday, and it is Vinyl Friday, which means we'll fire up the turntable again in a few minutes. We'll also be looking into your vinyl memories. We've got emails and Facebook posts, and you can still get yours to us, mornings@kfog.com. Let's get traffic going for you right now, though. And we're sponsored by Subway.
I'm Renee Richardson. That's KFOG Traffic.
Support save.org/love.
Sound is kind of touch and it's
World Class Rock.
KFOG.
Got the World Class Rock for you on the KFOG Morning Show, where it is 6:30. We've also got the turntable, and we're not afraid to use it. It is Vinyl Friday, and we're going to go to the turntable in just a moment here. But we're also asking you about your vinyl memories, right? Because they're so visceral, the memories that you attach to the albums that you own back in the vinyl days. And so from email and Facebook, we've got some.
And actually, some of them recent memories. Mr. Mayer writes, I busted out the vinyl in 12 inches over the Memorial Day weekend after over 6 years, I almost forgot how much fun they are. I dusted off the cases and brought them with me to our annual Memorial Day weekend party, and I'm so glad I did. Keep Vinyl Friday alive. That's from Mayer.
This one, not so much a memory as, well, Norbert writes, it's great to hear you guys playing vinyl over the airwaves. We are a distributor and manufacturer in Berkeley of vinyl playback systems. We have a variety of products that could upgrade your playback system, such as a new phono cartridge. If you're interested in upgrading, let me know. I'll see what I can do.
That's cool.
That's from Norbert Schmeid with Simico Audio.
Oh, nice. We'll pass that along to engineering. Yes. This from Patrick. The first vinyl I bought was March of 75. Led Zeppelin 4, Yes is Fragile, and Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells. All are still favorites. And from Alan, my memory is buying the new and improved RCA Jefferson Airplane releases back in the day that ended up shaped like bowls. It does happen, or it did happen. We have some of those releases, actually, on vinyl, not bowl-shaped, happily, and so we can go to the turntable for the Jefferson Airplane on KFOG.